The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America back.
I thought it was appropriate today that I play that entire song. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 22nd day of May 2020. Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Hello, John. I'm talking to you via cell phone. I'm inside the store getting some shopping done, so if I happen to go in and out, that's what the story is. And I'm sticking to it. Anyway, I thought I'd bring something to your attention that you may or may not be aware of. A lot of people may or may not be aware of. But with this whole scenario about the corona crap and so forth, and people wearing masks, wearing gloves and so forth, I had a very ugly memory come to mind. I guess you're familiar with the Denver airport.
The what?
The Denver airport?
Yes.
I guess you are familiar with the aspect of various murals yes. painted on walls.
Yes, I was actually in the Denver airport, and I saw them for myself with my own eyes, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the murals that that came to my mind in a very ugly fashion, in light of all this biological war fiasco, was one where someone is in a military outfit, I presume, couldn't swear to it, has a mask on her face, and is holding a blade down to, I could be wrong about it, but basically stabbing a dove that's white and so forth, and creating a very ugly image as a result. And so there's so much symbology there, it's ridiculous, but you know what? In light of what's going on currently, it seems awful fitting, sadly, that would be have been put there decades ago. Your thoughts?
Well, there's been symbology all over the place.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't. To be honest with you, Francis, I don't know how to respond to that because I've seen a lot. And yeah, I barely remember the portrait that you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
The facility itself, the underground. I mean, it's, you know, the supercomputers they got out there, the whole nine yards. This is the New World Order Central. So nothing surprises me. That's my response.
Well, I can, accept that for that matter. However, I have to go by the one analogy I tend to for the longest time is that the only reason that the so-called elitists or powermongers, whatever you want to call them, that are psychopaths, sociopaths, pick a name, they think that they can abide themselves and get away with it and not have to suffer any retort by presenting this stuff to the everyday person for their entertainment purpose.
Well, sure.
And that's it.
I'm sure that it is, and it's a big giggle for them. But Francis, let me respond this way. Greg Anderson, when he made that 9-minute video, do you know what he was actually doing? He's miles ahead on this one. And he had the veracity and the honor and the cojones, I might add, to talk to his fellow uniformed officers. And his message to them was simply this. You're going to have a choice to make on which side you're going to stand with. That was the whole intent of that video. And it had to be done. And he was willing to take the chances, the risks necessary to do it. It was about losing his job. And he didn't care. And the people understood that. That's why Joe Blow from Kokomo or Fred Murch from Cincinnapolis was donating to this guy. A couple of different reasons. One, because they knew the guy was going to lose his job. But second, it was an affirmation and a vote for what that man was doing and what he had said. And the message that went out to the police officers in this country, some of which they just blew off. Well, congratulations. These are going to be your armed oppressors with the pretend mantle of legality and constitutionality that you're going to face in the future. That's what Greg Anderson did. This was a call. This was a clarion call to the cops of America. When this stuff goes down, where are you going to stand? And I got news for you, folks. They're not any more bulletproof than the next guy or the next guy. They're going to have to make a choice. I hope they make the right one, because I don't want to take that officer and turn him into human fertilizer. Tom in New Jersey. Hello, Tom.
I want to thank you. Hello, John. I want to thank you for covering the subject of non-consensual human experimentation today. You're 100% correct, and you really hit the nail on the head, and personally struck a nerve with me. So I'm a survivor of this myself for over 12 years, and I don't like talking about it much, but wanted to thank you.
I'm just doing my job. This is my extended job. I still feel like I'm in a military uniform because I'm still serving my country. And I'll continue to serve it until it no longer needs me or I'm too old to stand up and... Anything else, Tom?
I wouldn't know where to begin, John, but thank you. And I think you're waking people up. I just, you know, I've been listening to the network for many years, and appreciate what you're doing.
Well, just like I said, just like I said, Tom, I'm just doing my job. And what we have planned here is we're going to make one more educational push on a scale that is yet to be imagined. And we're going to wake some more people up, and we're going to ask them to make the same choice that Greg Anderson has asked fellow police officers to make. Either you're going to stand with the people for freedom and liberty, or you're not. That's what the question comes down to. Tom, thanks for your call. I know it wasn't an easy one to make. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Four quick things. The John Whitehead article, do you have that on your site?
No, I do not. That came out of the American Free Press, and I think you can go to the American Free Press online and get the story there.
Okay, because I think that would be a great thing to have print out and hand to people.
Yeah, it would be. It would be, wouldn't it? A little history and lesson on how your caring government has treated its citizens in the past.
And especially now, people are on edge. And I have to say, you know, people talk about the hillbillies of Arkansas, but 90% of them out here didn't fall for this thing. And my chiropractor, he saw 200 patients, and only one person out of 200 wanted him to wear a mask. And the other thing, Mike Adams had an article the other day about how the crematories were running full force in Mexico City, and Jeff Burke went there and exposed it all as a lie.
Mike Adams is somebody to no longer be trusted. I came to that conclusion, Joe, a couple of months ago. I'd already talked to this very nice man. He comes across as being genuine and whatever. And that's when he was first starting to hook up with Alex Jones. And I told him of Jones's character, and it didn't seem to faze him. That gave me pause for cause, and I've been waiting ever so patiently. Never said anything about Mike Adams. Never brought the subject up. I just sat back and watched patiently. See, here, Joe, here's the thing. Whether it's today, whether it was last week, or next month, or next year, people are going to have to declare their positions. And you're going to know them by their fruits, by their own words. And as when 30 years ago, damn near 30 years ago, one of the first things I ever brought up to the audience was simply this: in this battle for freedom, you're going to lose friends along the way. You're going to have people that swore that they were right there in that same trench with you, and I've got your back. One day you're going to wake up, and they're going to be standing on the other side of that fence waving at you, thinking, by the way, that they're going with the winning side, or at least they don't want to be on the losing side and possibly lose their life. That was going to happen. That was damn near 3 decades ago. It is still true today, Joe. It's still true today.
I hear you. And I lost respect for Mike Adams a few months ago when he was off with bombing Iran.
I know.
And that was it for me.
Yeah.
I was done.
Yeah. I hope Mike Adams can find another job, because he's not going to be doing any business with me. That's for damn sure.
And one other thing, John, the militia thing, people are looking for it out here. So keep me in mind.
Well, let me just stop for a pause here to remind people that this is probably one of the last times we'll be able to offer this through FrontSight. And if you people do not take this seriously, if you do not get your money together to send your reps, we got a twofer going on here, a two for one. If you do not take advantage, because for a lot of you, you haven't been in the military. For a lot of you, you've been in the military, but of the Vietnam era, which puts you pretty much square Mac Daddy past the center of your life. You're in your 60s, maybe 70s. That you're going to have special skills in the future. And this is one opportunity, while we're still in relative peacetime, to fly under the radar and to do what must be done in order to train up and brace ourselves, I won't say for the inevitable, because miracles do happen, and I'm not excluding them. Hopefully this will be enough for God to look down and go, okay, you tortured Americans, you've had enough. I'm going to come down on your side, and we're going to put this evil asunder. I'm going to welcome that intervention, that maybe he's not done testing us yet. So, Joe, I don't know. They better be calling Dan Sutterfield and taking advantage of this offer, because they will never see a better one in their lifetime prior to what I believe is going to be coming.
Amen. And thank you, John, for everything.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call. Herzog. Michael Herzog. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John, how you doing? Well,
yeah.
I shouldn't ask that question.
Yeah.
It's getting a little emotional out there today. I wanted to call in because you had a caller that called in regarding asking you if, you know, the militias, where they were and so forth. And you weren't real clear about it, which is okay. But getting on this thing of, you know, when it comes time to take the next step, if you will. You and I had a conversation a couple of months ago, and, you know, I had asked you straight up, if you recall, you know, what do you think this is? Do you think it's time to load up? And you said, no, this is just a test. The first question I want to ask you, are you starting to rethink that now, John?
Well, in what respect, Michael?
In respect of, well, let me back up a minute. Okay. As you know, they're running ads for these contact tracers.
Right.
We've got 35% of people that are filing for unemployment, or they're already out of work.
39.
The people that are going to be looking. 39. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We've got all these unemployed libtards that I'm sure are going to jump at the fact of, you know, having some authority and making $22 an hour.
Right.
My vision is that they are likely to, you know, they're using Google and Apple to contact trace through an app. They're likely going to be calling us on the phone first and telling us that we've come in contact with somebody and telling us to report to a certain facility.
Right.
And if we don't, they're going to send out whoever they're going to send with their swabs that many of them, you know, the rumor is they're tainted. Okay. My line in the sand, and by the way, I meant to mention to you, I don't know whether you know this or not, but there's been three other cops that have come out similar to Officer Anderson and posted the same kind of videos.
I have not seen them. Can you make sure that I get them?
I just sent links to them to my son this morning for his view. But yes, I'll send them over
please,
to you.
Please do.
Basically the same message, John. And here's my vision is this. If you don't report to wherever it is that they're going to tell you to report to, that's when they're going to send whoever they're going to send.
Okay.
Probably.
Mike, hang on 1 second. I've got a break here. Please hang on.
Yeah.
I've got to take this one. We'll be back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. As I was mentioning, they're going to call us on the phone first, John, I'm sorry. And if we don't comply, that's when they're going to send whoever they're going to send. Now, is it going to be a couple of, you know, scrubbed, coated doctors with masks on and a swab? Likely. But they're also probably going to be accompanied by a cop or two. That is when, and my son and I have already discussed this, that is when I'm going to refuse, and he's going to refuse, and his entire family is going to refuse, under the medical ground. This is medical rape. They are basically coming out here to stick a swab in the back of your nasal cavity, which I am not going to allow them to do. And I'm also going to politely ask the officers if they're accompanied with officers, if they have seen any of these videos, and if they haven't seen them, I'm going to invite them into my abode and let them watch them, okay? And then I'm going to politely tell them to go back to their commanders and to explain to them what I explained to them. And I'm also going to tell them that it can happen two ways. I don't want any bloodshed. I don't want anything bad to happen to them or me or my family. But it's up to them.
Well,
go ahead.
Michael, I was just going to say, I think you're going to have a pretty good clue as to who and what has shown up at your door with a badge on and armed with a force continuum in his back pocket when needed.
Mm-hmm.
you're already going to find out what his motivations are by being at your doorstep to begin with. And there, and you know, that's a nice thought to invite him in. Hey, come on in for a cup of tea, and I want you to see something.
Oh, they're not coming in.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not. No, they're not coming in. Okay. But at any rate, what this ultimately, in my vision, is doing, John, it is separating. This isn't about the COVID virus. That's their excuse. They are separating the dissidents. They want to know who's going to comply and who isn't going to comply.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and
that's all I had for
and,
you.
Well, your question you initially posed to me was, you know, what's the time? Well, there's your answer. Is when they're showing up at your front door, and they're demanding that you be vaccinated, and that's when you're going to start seeing bodies piling up in people's front yards.
Well, it's not the vaccination; it's the swab first.
No, okay? Michael, it doesn't matter what and how. I am just telling you that people are going to resist, and they're going to say no, and they're going to be insistent. If you say no, the power of arrest is there, and they're going to try to arrest you and detain you until they can either vaccinate you or figure out what the hell to do with you. But the bottom line is they're not going to leave you walk. They're not going to go, okay, well, here's a ticket, and they're going to walk away. At that point in time, when they come to the doors of the American families in this country, they're going to have a decision to make, just like everybody else. Just like that cop has had a decision to make, and he's chosen the wrong thing.
Well, we can only hope, John, because as I said, I've got a couple more videos here of three other cops that are coming out.
Well, please.
And we know, you and I both know, John, trust me, I'll send them over to you.
Thank you.
But you and I both know, John, that the discussions that we're having here, those discussions that are being listened to by your audience, okay, these discussions are going on inside police departments across this United States, and I'm sure at times they're very heated. So, you know, what's going on out here in the public domain is going on behind the scenes with them as well.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
buddy,
there's
a lot of conversations going on behind closed doors right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a fly on their wall, John. Okay.
Yeah, like
anyway, that's all I have.
Okay,
bye.
Michael. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
You bet. Have a good one. Bye.
I don't have to be a fly on their wall. I know what the discussions involve. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John. I'm glad to report that you are directly over the target today. It took me a couple of dial-ins to get through to you, and I had to press a couple of numbers, 55 and 72, claiming the radio station you're calling and you're not on the caller list. Please press these numbers to go through, so I'm sure NSA, DARPA, whoever else is tracking who's calling the station.
Whose service do you have on your cell?
This is Verizon, or Verizon, if you like that better.
Okay.
I'm going to get away from that soon, but I have some legal entanglements that I have to clear up first, and I have a lot of evidence and documents and photographs and things like that in the phone that it makes it difficult to separate from them at this point. However, getting another instrument and provider is not without serious contemplation. Also, I was watching Tom Fitton and on air about his suing different agencies to get things they should be Public Duty Act and FOIA Act requests. They should be putting forth freely and voluntarily, but they are obstructing justice, stonewalling, and covering up for these very bad cops and criminals in these agencies, much like the ones here in Las Vegas, that are just really nothing but Saul Alinsky-ite terrorists that were infiltrated into law enforcement circles of all different venues, local, city, and federal agencies, post departments, other BLMs, other places around the government and the world. Here in America. And this is the threat to liberty and freedom. Ah, hear the music.
Yeah. All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Hang on a second, Chris in Vegas. I want to play this video before I run out of time. I think this is one of the videos that Michael Herzog was talking about that I've not yet got them from him. It would have been great because I would have played these today. But here's the one from the cop in Ohio. Go ahead and run it.
I solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio, and the laws and ordinances of the political subdivision to which I am appointed, and to the best of my ability will discharge the duties of this office. This is the oath sworn by every law enforcement officer here in the State of Ohio, and it's similar to the oath sworn by every law enforcement officer everywhere in the country. I've taken this oath many times as I've moved from department to department during my career, and also as I've been promoted to higher positions within those departments. The first time I took such an oath was as an 18-year-old enlistee in the United States Marine Corps. And an interesting thing that I've noticed each time that I've taken this oath, or an oath similar to this, is that they don't come with an expiration date. The oath that I swore as an 18-year-old, I believe, is still as valid today as it was the day that I recited those words. There is a slight difference in the oath taken by members of the military as opposed to the oath that's sworn by law enforcement officers here in Ohio. The military oath says to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. To support the Constitution properly, there's no way you can do that without defending it as well. So I don't see the lack of that verbiage in the law enforcement oath as being really different from the military oath. We all swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. So why am I talking about the oath that we take? It's because I would like to focus in on the very first few words of that oath, because they are virtually all the same, that I solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States of America. That is the entire Constitution, not just portions of it, to include the first 10 amendments, which of course we know as the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights guarantees most of the freedoms that we enjoy as American citizens: the right to assemble, the right to free speech, the right to practice our religion. And the reason I'm talking about all of this is because I'm becoming troubled because of things that I'm seeing in the news lately, where I feel like many of our basic freedoms are being infringed, if not outright denied. Many times people are looking to the police to enforce these policies that are being presented, and I want to point out to everyone that our oath to the citizens we serve is to protect their constitutional rights. That is our first and foremost duty, which is why that language is the very first thing in our oath. It comes before enforcing the law, it comes before discharging duties. Our very first duty is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So by implication, it is to defend the rights of the citizens we're sworn to protect and defend. Again, I'm pointing this all out because we don't have to look very far into history to see where ill-conceived notions by the political powers that be at any time in the past looked to the police, or I should say those policymakers, looked to the police to enforce those ill-conceived policies. And again, we don't have to look very hard to see the disastrous consequences that came as a result of some of those enforcement actions. None of us asked for this current situation. It was thrust upon us. And I know there are times that we are out there and there's a question about how we should proceed with regard to a certain situation. My advice to you is always default to your oath. It will show you the way. Your oath will guide you to defending and protecting the rights of your citizens. And there's really nothing anyone can say about defaulting to your oath. That is your responsibility, is your sworn duty as a police officer to defend the rights of the citizens in your community. Again, there may be times that you're dealing with those situations that are difficult to sort out. You may have dueling political interests that are trying to direct you one way or another, but my advice to you is always default to your oath, always support and defend the constitutional rights of the citizens you're sworn to protect. Thank you all. And may God bless you and keep you safe.
Well, revert back to the Constitution, but the United States Supreme Court has just ruled that forced vaccinations are constitutional. So he's got a decision to make. He's already made up his mind, but they're going to be telling you and all the law enforcement in this country, well, no, these are constitutional issues that have been resolved, and this is your duty. I would like to see the police officers of America join in on unorganized militia when need be. Operating in your arena with your uniform on, it's going to be really hard to do because the powers that be are going to be telling you one thing. Your conscience and your constitutional duty is going to be telling you to do another. Sorry, Chris, for that interruption there, but I needed to get that in to make sure that the people heard that today. Another officer is speaking out, and there are going to be more of them. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you, John. You know, I, too, took that very same all guard, protect, and defend against all enemies, foreign, domestic, and I still try to honor to this day trying to hold these criminals masquerading as public servants accountable. And for that, I've been rewarded by trying to be murdered twice by egregious abuses of military force by very bad cops within the agencies here in the Las Vegas FBI and local areas. But I applaud those officers that are still working for agencies actively who honor that oath, because this is the only way America can remain free. When every man, when law becomes a lawbreaker, every man becomes a law unto himself and is caused to break the law himself because of the tyranny and the oppression of justice under the color of law. This tyranny of judiciary, of this de facto rump, so-called extreme Supreme Court of judicial activists and black robe terrorists that we have sitting over making these insane and ludicrous decisions, obviously are not competent in the Constitution and have no heed to what the words therein actually mean as the founders profess. But with that, John, I thank you so much for letting me chime in this afternoon. God bless America. We certainly need it. Thank you for sponsoring Republic Broadcasting Network, where the truth is spoken here for all to hear.
Thank
God
you.
Bless America. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that very much. And I'm going to carve out a little time at the end of the program to replay for you. And I hope you hear this with better ears and a clearer vision, and let your heart speak to you. I'm going to replay Greg Anderson's first video that he put out there that is causing these whispered conversations in all police departments across this country. Why do you think you're starting to see these other cops come forward? Because one brave man stood on that hill and made his proclamation. Jerry in Wisconsin. Hello, Jerry.
John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for all the years you've been on, starting with shortwave radio to the present, and I've learned an awful lot. And I've come to the conclusion there is no turning back or surrendering, because if you do surrender, you're going to be taken to a FEMA camp to be tortured to death. And I know history too well that it's going to happen that way.
Well, you know, Jerry, you know, it just can't happen here in America, and most people are hoping that this is not going to be the case, but history is our best teacher. Governments go rogue. Governments go bad. Just as you're seeing this one do to you and every citizen of this country.
Yes, and I think what's appalling is the American people are so complacent, and they've just fallen asleep, and they don't care.
Well, but see, the free... Look. Jerry, here again we go back to this argument that I've been waging with people for a number of years. They have been starved of the information. They have been robbed of the fire that must burn in every man's heart for freedom and liberty. That lesson has been removed for a couple generations now. And yet you're seeing a bunch of dumbed-down, automaton, deader-than-dead Americans just stumbling around in their life. They don't know what the hell's happened to them. They don't know who's been pulling the strings. They don't know why it's happened, but it has happened. I'm just saying.
Yes, and we need a great awakening, and I think your show is one way to wake people up, to get information out, disseminated as fast as we can to people, if they'll ever listen.
Well, I still hold. Positive feelings for those that have not yet woken up, because what needs to be done, they need to be shown and demonstrated that there are good Americans like these cops that we're hearing from now. You know, just as we perceive the guy in the white coat with his stethoscope and he's not going to do any harm, you know, we always had this feeling that, you know, these are the guys that are here to help me. Well, now you're going to start to hear from the people, the doctors, the guys in the white coats, the guys in the uniform with the badge on. You're going to be hearing more and more of their voices. And this will, I think, will persuade a lot of people that have been asleep for a long time, snap them back to reality. So we'll see what happens in the future, Jerry. But I'm not all doom and gloom. It's going to be a fight. How long that fight lasts, that's going to be the issue.
Constant vigilance is the key.
There you go.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate your call. Stuart in Florida. Hello, Stuart.
Yeah, great show. A real good dose of reality. Perhaps you missed it. Earlier in the week, I sent you a couple of videos on cops. One of them was that Ohio guy. But there's another one, a New York State cop. It's a little bit longer, maybe about 10 minutes. You might, if you can find it, you might want to check it out. Probably 2-3 days ago.
Now, is this the one, the Indiana State Police?
Illinois? No, there was another one.
Okay, well, do me a favor.
Stuart,
do me a favor here.
Right.
Resend that, because I get a lot of emails. I get more junk emails than most people get in their regular emails. So resend that, because I might have missed it, and I want to make sure that I didn't.
Okay. One other thing is, on this issue of, the how many people we need and all this, it's like you said, it was like 3% in the Revolutionary War, and I think we have a lot more than that.
I think so as well.
The thing is, when you speak out, you become a lightning rod. There's a lot of people thinking the same thing, but they're not confident enough. And when you speak up, you'll attract them. I've seen it, because I got a big mouth, so... hopefully I can stay out of jail before things kick off. But anyway, thanks, John. Great show. Keep it up.
Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate it. There's going to be people that can do no more than leave food on the porch for the Patriots of America in the coming years. There's going to be people that are going to say, no, I'm not going to get involved in that. And here's my list of reasons. Well, this is a test. This is going to be a test like we have never been tested before in this country. I think there could be no doubt that they're going for the whole ball of wax right now. And I was thinking about what Herzog was saying. No, the bodies aren't going to start piling up on your front lawn this month or next month. But the time will come, because you can see the plans that they're doing here and what the outlay of these programs are going to be. They're heading in that direction, and they can't back off now. They've played their cards. How much time do I need for that? So, all right. So I've got what? Less than 50 seconds here? All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with another edition of the National Intel Report Monday. Steve Elkins will be there with me. Folks, please support this network. We've got some plans to make the last push in the informational war that's going on out there, and that will be necessary. Hopefully, it is going to be as successful as we think, but time will tell, but we are going to make that informational push in a massive scale. So support us, folks. Please. And with that, here is Mr. Anderson in his original video. Listen to it again.
As a police officer, I'm compelled to make this video. I've been in law enforcement for 10 years, and I'm speaking to my peers, other fellow officers, people in any kind of law enforcement position. I've seen officers nationwide enforcing tyrannical orders against the people. And I'm hoping it's the minority of officers, but I'm not sure anymore, because every time I turn on the television, every time I look to the internet, I'm seeing people arrested or cited for going to church, for traveling on the roadways, for going surfing, opening their businesses, going to the park with their families, or doing nails out of their own house, using their own house as a place of business. and have an undercover agent go there and arrest them and charge them with what? With a crime? I don't know what crime people are committing by doing nails in their own house, but we're seeing this more and more and more, and we need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? Now, I want to remind you that regardless of where you stand on the coronavirus, we don't have the authority to do those things to people just because a mayor or a governor tells you otherwise. I don't care if it's your sergeant or your chief of police. We don't get to violate people's constitutional rights because somebody in our chain of command tells us otherwise. It's not how this country works. Those are de facto arrests. You know, we're violating people's rights and taking money from them, or even worse, arresting them and depriving them of their freedom when they are exercising their constitutional rights. So let's talk about that. Let's read something right here off of the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. Among these, we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed, meaning our power and any government official's power is derived from the people. Okay? We don't hold power over our citizens. It's contradictory to everything that our country stands for. And this is what I'm seeing. First Amendment rights, telling people they can't go to church, freedom of religion. Okay? Telling people they can't protest, freedom of assembly. Fourth Amendment violations, illegal traffic stops to check for papers. What are you, the Gestapo? Is this 1930s Nazi Germany? You don't get to stop people unless you have reasonable suspicion or probable cause that they have committed a crime. And I know people that have personally been stopped saying, we want to see papers showing that you're essential.
David, you copy a phone call.
That is not how our job works. Okay? What really has been pissing me off lately is the fact that these officers that are going out here and enforcing these tyrannical orders, what they're doing is they're putting my job and my safety at risk. Because what you're doing is you're widening the gap between public trust and law enforcement officers. And what that's going to do is it's going to, I mean, look at what's happened to law enforcement in the last 10 years. Less and less public trust, and more often than not, that is a result of isolated incidents that get blown out of proportion. They're not isolated anymore. They're happening every single day. And the thing that I want you guys to realize is that our power that we hold as law enforcement officers is nothing more than a facade. It's a badge and a gun. And people, you don't realize, if you haven't lived in anarchy, if you haven't seen combat, things can be stripped from people in a heartbeat. And that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that these actions are going to wake a sleeping giant, i.e. the American people. Okay? They are going to be put in a position where they won't have their rights trampled anymore. And us as law enforcement officers, we'll have our ability to enforce the law stripped from us in about 10 minutes. Okay? I think what is going to happen if this continues is we're going to see bloodshed in the streets. Okay? I don't want to see bloodshed in the streets on either side of this coin. I don't want to see fellow officers get injured or killed, and I certainly don't want to see citizens get injured or killed. And I promise you, most of you out there doing these tyrannical acts against our citizens, you're not ready for combat. You're not mentally or physically ready for combat in the first place. I promise you, you don't want to go through that, and I hope I never have to go through that again. You know, you don't get to just say, well, I'm doing this because I was told to do so, or I'm following orders, or I need to keep this job. Guess what? I need to keep this job more than anybody. I have 3 young children. I have 2 houses. Like, I have the same sob story that the rest of you guys have. But my personal choices and my living arrangements, no matter what they are, don't allow me to trample on people's rights. And I don't understand why that concept is so hard for people to understand. Listen, you need to stand up for what's right. You need to, if you're part of a department or an agency that is asking people or asking their officers or their deputies to impose on people's rights and infringe on their freedoms, you need to step up and say, no, that's not me. That's not what I signed up for. And that's going against my oath. And if that costs you your job, so be it. At least you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror at night. I've already expressed this to my department. And luckily for me, I come from a department that I feel like my chain of command shares my view, but I don't care what department you're part of or what your chain of command thinks. You don't get to trample on people's liberty. And so, you know, as a special operations veteran, I've fought on the streets of Iraq for under the U.S. government's guise of freedom. And I'm telling you what, the American people are going to be, you are going to wake a sleeping giant, and they are going to fight 10 times harder for their freedom on their soil than anything you've ever seen before. And if that's something you're willing to face, then keep trampling on people's rights. But I promise you, the American spirit of defiance is going to rise again, and it's going to be a big problem for our country. So I'll leave you with this, something that I learned as an E-nothing in the Army. No matter what situation you're put in, if you look inside yourself and ask yourself one question, am I doing the right thing? You ask yourself that, you know the answer. And no amount of money or no order or law or anything should be able to make you go against doing the right thing. So I'm imploring officers to look inside themselves and ask themselves, is this what I want to be doing to my citizens? And I think the answer is clear. And if we all stand up together, guess what? It'll be a non-issue, no factor, because people and law enforcement will be united like we should be.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.